Welcome back. In today's episode, I'm talking about how to overcome the fear of what if. We are stuck by this fear because we keep focusing on what's going to happen down the line. The thought of what may or may not happen keeps us from moving forward. Scripture tells us to give our entire attention to what's happening today. Listen in to see what else God is saying. This is the first episode of a series titled Unstuck. Let's get moving in the direction of our calling. I believe you'll be blessed. Hey sisters, welcome to Purpose Beyond 40. Have you been craving more meaning and purpose in your life? Do you feel like God is stirring something up inside of you but lack the clarity to move forward, so you stay stuck in fear instead? Do you feel like it's too late for you to step into your purpose in your God-given calling? Hi, I'm Vicki, a wife, mother, nana, and your seasoned sister in Christ. I too was well over 40, actually 57 at the time God called me into my coaching business. I too felt that God was stirring something up inside me and wish I had the clarity and confidence to move forward. I kept telling myself that I was too old to start something new. In this podcast, I will help you uncover your purpose through biblical strategies, clarify your vision, and overcome your fears so you can confidently step into your God's given call. Girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet. So today, I'm starting a series called Unstuck, and this is part one. We're going to be talking about how to overcome the fear of what if. And I want to start out by reading this passage of scripture from Matthew 6:34, and this is the Message version. It says, "Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now, and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes." For my seasoned sisters, if you're anything like me, when God called me into my coaching business, especially, and I was at age 57 at the time, I'm like, "God, who me? I know you're not calling me. What if it doesn't work? It's too late for me to start something new," you know, and all of these doubts and these questions came to my mind when I got ready to take this journey. But clearly, scripture says here, just to give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. And that's something that I want to share with you, because this is how we overcome this fear of what if. It's just to give our attention to what God is doing now. And don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow, because we don't know. And if we could just focus on today, we are going to be so impactful in the kingdom of God. When we start to think about things down the line, what's going to happen 7 days, what's going to happen next month, what's going to happen next year, or even tomorrow, that is what's keeping us stuck. Because all of the what ifs, when we start to connect with the what ifs, honey, the list goes on and on and on, and we become into a downward spiral, because all the what ifs are like negative for the majority of the time, because we do have the power to switch those thoughts to positive thoughts, like I talked about last week. We have that power. We have a choice, because the what ifs don't always have to be negative. It could be, "Oh, what if this does work? What if I'm going to make this impact in the kingdom? What if I'm going to connect to all of these women and help them come out of whatever they're in by sharing my testimony and sharing my story? What if I'm going to be able to be this mentor to them that they were always seeking, or the mentor to them that I wish I had?" You see, we can switch the what ifs. But for the majority of us, the first thing that comes up is all the negative things. And those are the things that we connect to emotionally. And these are the things that keep us stuck. It prevents us from moving forward into what God wants us to do. Because when we get ready to take a step forward, first thing that pop up, "Well, what if it doesn't work?" I've had that thought many times. And I know that you have too. What if it doesn't work? But what if it does? And when God gives us this vision, it's also a test of our trust. Do we trust God enough to believe what he's showing us is coming to pass, is going to work out? See, that's the challenge there. Where is our faith? How strong is our faith? So we can sit around and make all these excuses on why we're not moving forward. But truth be told, at the end of the day, it's where your faith is, where my faith is. When I started to think about all of the what ifs and all of this stuff, that was a test right there. Like, girl, your faith ain't where you say it is. Because soon as God showed you something, you get excited. First thing comes, well, what if this is going to happen? What if this? You doubt it already. You're canceling out what God is showing you because of your lack of faith. So to overcome the spirit of, the spirit of what if, we have to hold on to this passage of scripture. And there's many other ones, but this is the one that really brought everything, it made everything clear to me. Give your entire attention on what God is doing right now. Can we do that? And that's what I started to do. God, what are you doing right now? Let me just focus on what you called me to do right now. Let me take the steps I need to take into this direction. Who are the women you are calling me to? For me, it was my coaching business. For you, it may be, I'm not sure what area that God is calling you to do to work with your women. There are so many different areas. But so you have to ask yourself that question. What do you need to do? But for me, it was my coaching business. So I was able to say, okay, God, what are you calling me to do now? What do I need to do to make this happen? Do I need to get some certifications? And if so, then where do I need to go? So all of these things started to come into alignment for me when I looked at the what if in a positive sense and didn't get worked up about what was going to happen tomorrow. Just stay in this present state and then trust and believe that God will help me deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. And this is really important. This is an important part of this scripture, woman of God, because if we want to just be truthful with ourselves, we focus on stuff way down the line and we wonder how it's going to work out. And God, do you hear me? And you pray like, well, God, you're looking for answers on something that haven't even taken place yet. Because scripture says he will help us deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. Well, the time is not here yet. You focus on something down the line. It's not time for him to show up yet. Because it hasn't happened yet. We haven't even gotten there yet. So because we're so focused on what may come, we won't even operate in this present state. We're staying stuck right here because we have a fear of what's going to happen down the line. When God says in his word that he will help us deal with whatever it is when the time comes. But the time hasn't come yet. That's why hopefully you can understand what I'm saying, because I know I've done this. Oh my gosh, this is going to happen next week. Oh, what am I going to do about this? Well, the time hasn't come. That's why I haven't gotten an answer on it. If I could just stay focused in this present moment, do what God has called me to do, I'll be okay. And then when tomorrow comes, I'll focus on that day. And if tomorrow something comes up, God's going to help me get through with that. And then I take the next day. And this is how we overcome it. We have to stop getting all in our head about what if going to happen all the way down the line. We have to just focus on today. And this is how if we focus on today and we just take this one step at a time, we are moving, which means we're no longer stuck. We're no longer stagnated. We are moving in the direction of our purpose. But we take one day at a time. Because that's what God says. Give your entire attention on what he is doing right now. And stop getting worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. So that's what we need to do. And this is how I overcame my obstacle of fear. This is how you're going to overcome the obstacle of the fear of what if. Is focus on today. If you could just do that, you're going to be able to move into the direction of your purpose. And not only move, you're going to be able to move with confidence because now you know that when hard things come up, God's going to help you deal with it when the time comes. He's not going to help you deal with it before the time. It hasn't showed up yet. Stay in your lane, woman of God. That's what I had to do. Vicki, stay in your lane. God said, focus on today. Can you just do that? And I'm going to help you when the time comes, is what the Lord was saying to me. And rest assured, when the time came that I had a hard thing to deal with, God was right there giving me the directions at the time I needed. Because that's what he does. So this fear of what if keeps us stuck because we don't focus on the present moment and we're way ahead of ourselves. And to overcome it, you need to just do what Matthew 6:34 says. Give your entire attention, not all, not a piece of it, your entire attention, everything. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now in this present moment. And don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow, because God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. I hope this blessed you and you can begin to move forward and get unstuck in this area of what if. As I stated earlier, this is a series. And next week, I'll be talking about another way you can get unstuck and start stepping into your calling. Be blessed. I'll talk to you again soon. Sister, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share with a friend who may want to uncover her purpose so she can fulfill her God-given calling? Also, please leave a review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. Not only do I enjoy hearing how the show impacted you, it also helped other women discover this podcast. One last thing, if you're on Facebook, I'd love to connect with you. Just go to Purpose Beyond 40 for Women. I'll meet you back on Tuesday for another episode. And remember, girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet.